Fred, thanks for taking the time to speak to us today. And I want to start off by talking about a brilliant achievement, you finishing your London Marathon, not your first London Marathon, but taking part in this year's event. How was it up there in London for 2024?
It was excellent. The crowds were excellent. The support I received from the tail walkers, people like that, it was all brilliant.
You had the title this year of being one of the final finishers of the London Marathon. Such a great achievement to get through your marathon. How many marathons have you actually done now?
I'm into the 90s. I can't remember exactly. I've got them written down somewhere. I should imagine. 32nd London Marathon, consecutive.
For me, I don't think I could ever manage a marathon, but to do 32 of them is something special. What encouraged you to keep going back year on year to go and get involved in the event?
The support Rainbow Trust. I lost my daughter, and so it's my way of getting back at things and to collect money for Rainbow Trust and help families, not just the children. It helps the whole of the families as well. It's a big thing.
And obviously you aren't from down here in Southwest London. You are up there in Doncaster right now. So what made you support the Rainbow Trust, considering it's a charity that's sort of so far away from home for you?
I saw it advertised in a running magazine. Mm. It started out in Leatherhead, Surrey, as you're probably aware, by a lady called Bernadette Clary. And they were selling badges. And I thought, well, I can sell badges up in Doncaster. So they sent me some badges, and that was it. I've been with them ever since.
And that was the beginning of the connection. And you mentioned your daughter there as well. Obviously, Claire is a huge inspiration for you. Can you tell us a little bit more about your story around Claire and how, you know, that links to the Rainbow Trust and the work that they do?
The Rainbow Trust wasn't there when Claire was ill. So we didn't have any of that kind of support, outside support. So we relied entirely on family and friends and colleagues as well. So I was a policeman, and my area commander read me in and said, go home, come back when you can, just go home. And that makes a big difference.
As you say, the charity like the Rainbow Trust wasn't there at that time. So does that give you and your family a lot more inspiration to support the cause of the trust now and the brilliant efforts that they're doing, knowing that they're helping families who are going through that same thing that you went through?
Absolutely, yeah. It's family orientated. You know, it's not just the child that needs support. It's the siblings, brothers and sisters, and the parents as well. It's a big, big thing.
As you said, the Rainbow Trust are doing amazing things. One of the things on their calendar is that they are doing a Rainbow Week, which is coming up very soon, starts on the 26th of May. And one of the things is a slow running club, which I've been told is inspired by your good self.
I don't know about that, but yeah, I'll claim that. Anybody can run, well, within reason, but slow running, you can do that. You don't have to be first. You can take part and support charities like Rainbow Trust. They absolutely need support.
Yeah, and slow running, I like what you just said there about the fact that it's not about the winning or getting through it as quick as you can, but actually, particularly with a marathon where you've got that support along the streets, slow running actually is a really good way to enjoy the experience, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah. I was well supported by Team Finish Together. They were all excellent. The people at the back where I was, I couldn't have wished for any better support.
Obviously, we've spoken about the fact that Rainbow Trust have got Rainbow Week coming up. Can you tell us a bit more about Rainbow Week and what it's all about?
It's at half term. It starts on the Monday, the 27th of May, and goes through to the 2nd of June. And there's all kinds of events going off. Adventure Trail in Sion Park from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Wednesday, the 29th, is the Rainbow Adventure Trail at Hatchlands Park, Surrey, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Thursday, the 30th of May, the Great Rainbow Play Date for your own family and friends. Friday, the 31st of May, the launch in our Adventure Triathlon, Conquer the Rainbow. That's in the Lake District. And Sunday, the 2nd of June, that's the Slow Running Club in Buckland Lake, Surrey, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And that wraps the week up.
Fred, I want to finish with one more question for you. As you said, you've run 32 London Marathons. You've run over 90 in total. Are you going to be back next year to run the London Marathon again for your 33rd time?
Can I ask you what kind of a question is that? Of course I'll be back. Yes, that's a given.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Fred, the very best of luck for next year. Congratulations on this year. And thank you ever so much for taking the time to speak to us today.
It's been lovely talking with you. Thank you.